Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Kelly.
As a very young child, I remember often standing on a railway platform and literally quivering with anticipation. And it wasn't because I was looking forward to going somewhere.
Me too. I well recall those experiences, that feeling of trepidation mixed with excitement, because down the tracks you heard the fearsome steam locomotive coming right at you, or so it seemed.
Oh, I'd start close to the platform's edge, but the moment I started the steam engine, I'd back up until I nearly hid myself behind my mother's skirts.
Well, after all, what could be more like a fire and smoke-breathing monster to a young child? And the noise, deafening. You could feel the vibrations coming up through the station platform.
But today, many youngsters could never feel that scary but thrilling experience. Instead, there's the smooth running of an electric train pulling into the station and the recorded voice coming over the PA giving information about the train's destination.
Then follows the guard's whistle warning passengers the train is going to leave at any moment. It's all very civilized. But you know what I miss the most? It's the way the train conductor stood there and in a commanding voice called out, "Board!"
Exactly. It's all too commonplace and unimaginative. Oh yes, all the drama's lacking. It's become so ordinary without any excitement and anticipation of the journey ahead. No wonder they have places now that they name train museums where youngsters can have a day out exploring these magnificent engines and even take rides in them.
We're lapsing into a bit of nostalgia here, but the good old engines had their downsides. How many times did our parents warn us not to stick our heads out of the windows?
Oh yes, been there, done that. You'd end up with grit in your eyes from the coal smoke and spend the rest of your journey with a sore, watering eye.
But now we can travel in comfort on long journeys, knowing because the rails are heading in the direction of a certain destination, we'll end up there.
But before you get on that train, you must read the indicator so you'll know which line will take you where you want to go. Next, you have to buy your ticket and find out which platform on which to wait for your train.
That's all fairly straightforward, isn't it? Still, I wonder just how many of us don't realise that one day we're going to take a journey to get to an eternal destination. As you listen to us, let me ask you, do you ever think about where you're headed? You see, there's only two destinations we can choose.
That's right. We're not forced to take the journey leading to heaven. And it's not a matter of doing enough good things in life that'll get us to heaven. That's because our fare has already been paid.
Jesus Christ himself paid the price in his own body when he died to take away the penalty of our sins. He has bought our ticket of admission with his own blood. There's nothing we can do to get there on our own merit. If we refuse his offer of salvation, then we automatically choose to go to the awful destination that Jesus warned about many times when he was here on earth.
And the Bible tells us that one day he will return for his own with a great shout and call us home, just like the conductor calling out, "All aboard!"
Do you realize he's waiting patiently for you to accept him into your heart? He's like the conductor looking up and down the platform to see the stragglers running for the train. And right now, Jesus is waiting for you to follow him throughout your life. Then, at the end of it all, he'll take you to heaven.
Today we're offering a free booklet entitled The Man You Must Confront. Simply write to us at Vantage Point, Box 101 Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. Or contact us via the website communicationradio.com. And remember, Jesus Christ is God's answer to your every need.